Please be seated. From the gospel lesson you just heard, "But the Lord answered her, 'Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her.'" Just for a little while, I want you to really think about those words. I want you to really think about what Jesus has just said. If you're willing, you don't have to, but if you're willing, close your eyes and think about those words. Hear them again, but better yet, hear them from Eugene Peterson's translation entitled The Message. "Martha, Martha, you're fussing far too much and getting yourself worked up over nothing. Only one thing is essential, and Mary has chosen it. It's the main course, and it won't be taken away from her." Now, if you're willing, close your eyes and just think about what Jesus had to say. How'd you feel? Did you realize that that was only 1 minute? It seemed like it was a lot longer, didn't it? But it was only 60 seconds. Were you anxious at all? Did you find yourself wanting something, anything to happen to break the silence? Did your mind spin in different directions? I think if we're honest, I think most of us would say yes. Because the truth is, most of us need to work on our Mary side, but few of us do. All of us are a combination of Martha and Mary from today's gospel, but for most of us, our Martha sides have taken over. Because especially we church folks, are doers. We gather as a community, we put on suppers, we run programs, we maintain buildings, we try to serve the poor and oppressed of this world, we strive to help each other. We are doers of the word. But then again, the Rotary Club, the Kiwanis, the Junior League, they do all those things. Are we no different than them? Have we become just another service club? Well, maybe. Maybe, unless, of course, we also recognize the need to work on our Mary side, finding some balance in our lives by literally taking the time to sit at the feet of the Lord, and most importantly, to listen, to put aside the work we have to do and just spend some time being with Jesus, some time learning from him, some time enjoying his presence, and being refreshed and recreated by his Spirit. And of course, some time listening to what he might have to say. We're not very good at that, though, are we? After all, our mamas and the book of Proverbs have always told us that idle hands are the devil's workshop. But Jesus says there is a better way. A way to find a little balance in our lives, where sometimes we realize how important it is to have some time to ourselves, to listen, to be, to question, to get to know ourselves a little bit better, but more importantly, to get to know God a little bit better. Because the truth is, there's always something that needs to be done. There's always a job, a chore, a challenge that needs to be tackled. But when that something gets to possess you, to leave you with no time for yourself, for prayer, for quiet, for listening, then it has become obsessive. And face it, there is enough obsessive in our world today. And I know what you're thinking. Well, somebody's got to do the work. And that's true. But where do we draw the energy for all the work that needs to be done? That's where choosing the better part comes in. And the church ought to be different from a service club in that we recognize it's the merry part of us that gives us that energy. It's the Word of God that gives life, that strengthens us to do good, to make a difference, but only if we take the time to sit at His feet as Mary did. The story of Mary and Martha tells us that God is outside of our customs and our traditions. Jesus knew what to expect as a guest in this home, but He doesn't seem to care very much. He is more concerned with sharing Himself, with teaching, with building that relationship. And it's no different for you and me. It seems to me that what God really cares about is our relationship with Him and with each other. God wants to know the real us, and He wants us to know the real Him, and through Him have the energy and the strength to really know and really love others. You can be yourself before God, just like Mary was. You can give yourself a break. You don't have to beat your head against the wall trying to get everything just perfect, because God wants to know the real you, the real me. And after all, it's the real you that God has made and that God most clearly understands. And I, for one, find that very freeing. My friends, how we respond to the story of Mary and Martha tells us something about ourselves, all of us. It shows us that in all things there are choices to be made. And it's not choices about what is right or what is wrong, but choices about priorities, choices about what is good and necessary, about what is wonderful, and about what can even be better. And as much as it might be against our inclinations, we all need that better way from time to time. Not doing, not working, not solving all the world's problems, but just being. Now, call me naive, but I think it's true. Maybe it's there at the feet of Christ where we can begin to find the answers the world longs for. Maybe at the feet of Christ we can more fully think and pray and listen, and perhaps it's there where we're given the strength to be kind and good in the small parts of the world that we inhabit and thereby change everything. A blessed place where perhaps we can find some answers to the senselessness of our world, from Dallas to Nice to Paris to Orlando to Bangladesh, Istanbul, and Baghdad. Because God knows, face it, the Marthas of our world haven't come up with any better ideas. It is at the feet of Christ where we can with greater clarity learn about God and how God can reveal us to our own selves, if only we'll take the time to sit at His feet and listen. God love you. Amen.